With the deal to sell Philadelphia Gas Works pronounced dead by City Council, what comes next? WHYY's Tom McDonald reports that the sale was supposed to shore up the city's pension funds.
Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter says City Council abdicated its responsibilities by not even taking up the PGW sale bill. But former City Councilman Frank DiCicco says he was surprised when he heard the decision. He says it could be a negotiating maneuver.
I know there were times where leadership under former council presidents may have decided to hold the bill for a certain amount of time until, you know, some of the negotiations were worked out outside of the public forum, if you will.
Councilman Bill Greenlee says he and his colleagues didn't want to hold hearings on a doomed bill, even if UIL Holdings wants to pay the city $1.86 billion for PGW.
To just go through hearings when we do not feel that's the right, that this approach is the right way to go, I don't know is fair to anybody, including UIL, who's a reputable company. We're not, you know, I'm not knocking them. It's just that I and other council members do not feel this is the proper way to go at this point in time.
Rob Wunderling, CEO of the Greater Philadelphia Chamber of Commerce, says council should deliberate and make its decision in public.
Citizens and taxpayers in the business community pays taxes to the city. Feel very strongly that there should always be a transparent process that has a culmination. And I think what is baffling to many in the business community, that process was not driven to what is a normal and routine conclusion.
Mayor Nutter says he's hopeful the deal isn't dead and the public outrage will help resuscitate it. He wants a bill to sell PGW introduced in council.
Everyone can then come in and have their position known in support and opposition, whatever the case may be. That's a democratic process. That's how we do things in this city. And this is highly unusual, very questionable, and again raises the issue of when and how was this decision made by a body that, you know, clearly is required to operate under the Sunshine Act and actually take positions and make decisions in a very public way. That clearly did not happen.
A spokesperson for Council President Darrell Clark says he's nursing a back injury and unavailable for comment. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.